Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, how did you find him? And he didn't really know.
So yeah.
How did you end up in Northwest Ohio?
You know, when it comes down to it, it's the process that we do here, you know. You know, making sure we cross every I, cross every T's and dot every I's, right? You know, he was a kid that, you know, I'm big on, I don't care about stars. I don't care about what offers you have, you know, in the old staff room. We don't talk about that at all as often staff. We watch everybody together, to make sure that we're all on the same page and that we all see it the same. And we've been doing that since I was with my dad at Western Carolina. And, I think for us, you know, we didn't care that he had group of five, you know, he didn't have big offers. And when it came down to it, you know, we watched his film and we loved him. You know, he fit what we wanted to do. And he was the type of guy that we were looking for. And we were happy to get him.
Do you know why maybe some other schools at this level didn't give a serious look at you guys?
I think, you know, football's changed a lot, you know, in recruiting. You know, a lot of people are, you know, get offers really young. And it could be because their size or camps or whatever. And I think the quarterback position, personally, sometimes people recruit guys too early. You know, I love to wait until I watch junior film to see at least a lot of junior film, not just highlights, but game film, just to see how they process, see how they play, see how tough they are. And I think a lot of how to do was he's just late bloomer. You know, going into, you know, his sophomore year, he was only 175, 180 pounds, you know, 6'5". And then he kind of just grew, you know. I mean, now he's like 6'2", you know, close 6'2", you know, 210 pounds. So, you know, a lot of it is being a late bloomer. A lot of it is him playing multiple sports. You know, he wasn't going to all the camps. He wasn't doing all that stuff, you know, promoting himself. And a lot of it had to do with where he played. I mean, let's be honest. He played at a small school that, you know, they weren't on the spotlight. They didn't play a lot of big games. And they weren't very good before he became the starter. You know, they won the first, you know, championship for the level, was his senior year. And before then, you know, junior year, they had a winning record barely. And then before that, they weren't very good. So, you know, he had to build that place. And I think that's what makes Mason special is that he's went through a lot. And, he's went through adversity even high school. You know, he didn't play on the best team. How did he get on my radar?
Yeah.
Just through process of, you know, coaches sending in players, you know, every year, different areas, like area coaches, they send in players for us to look at. And, obviously, you know, it starts with the quarterbacks, right? Me and my assistant, we watch all the quarterbacks and, from every area that every coach recruits. And then once we watch the quarterbacks, we decide which ones that we want to bring to the offensive staff. And then, hey, once we bring them to the whole offensive staff, we'll watch them as a whole staff and rate them all. The ones I really like. And then once we do that, then they go to Coach Narduzzi. Does that make sense? So for us, you know, that's been our process. And for me, I just love doing it. You know, a lot of people do it by position. I love to bring pizza up in the off season and, come up here and watch film as a whole staff and watch every player, every position on the offense, because I want us all to have an opinion. I want us all to, we're all going to see football different, right? Like I might like a player that Coach JJ or Coach Darvo doesn't like, you know, but, we put a rating system together that rates them all and the way we do it. And, a lot of times, you know, it's funny when people got different opinions, but when everybody's on the same page, when everybody sees the same thing we all see, a lot of times it's right, you know?
We hear that even after wins, like he obsesses about the things he could have done better.
Yeah.
What's he been like to work with? That's good. You guys have pretty honest talks.
Yeah, the one thing about him is that, you know, he's a mature pro, man. Like, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been around, you know, played the game, and I wasn't near as mature as he was at his age. You know, been around it my whole life with my dad. I've seen a bunch of different quarterbacks on, you know, different teams. I've never been around true freshmen that prepares like an NFL 10-year vet. Like, he really does. He prepares like he's playing over here for the Steelers, you know? And he loves it. And he wants to get better and learn. And the one thing I love about him is that a lot of times he don't make the same mistake twice. You know, once he makes a mistake, he'll learn from it. And I think that's, you know, that's what makes fun coaching because, you know, he's never satisfied, right? Like, even when he had the big game versus NC State, you know, we're on the sideline. I mean, it's like fourth quarter, you know, going to fourth quarter. He's like, dude, man, I could have 550 yards passing, you know? It's like, you know, he's always trying to get better. And I love that too because, even when we're doing well or we put up numbers or points, like I'm pissed off in the fourth quarter when the backups are in, you know, because I'm expecting us to score, you know, and to get better. So, you know, he has that just competitive, want to get better mentality, and that's who I am too.
Does that mentality give you comfort? Because obviously he's getting a lot of attention, going to be a lot of eyes on him on Saturday, maybe going forward. He's going to be able to handle it without sort of getting caught up in his own stuff.
Yeah, it gives me confidence because of the way he prepares. You know, like when he's in here and he knows everything going on and he has, you know, opinion, right, of things he don't like and do like, you know, I respect that opinion because the way he prepares, right? When you prepare the way he does and the way and how focused he is at practice, he practices every day like it's a game. You know, he don't go through the motions. You watch him drop back with his feet. You watch him go through individual. Everything is as fast as a dang. We're trying to, you know, last drive of the Super Bowl, right? Like he drops every play like it's a game. And so when a guy prepares like that and the guy puts the work in, it makes you feel really confident throwing the football, right? Because you know that he wants the ball in his hands and that he's ready to go. Yeah, it doesn't happen much. It's special, you know, and I think that's what separates him from a lot of young quarterbacks is obviously he's talented. You know, he's got the athletic ability. He's tough. He's got the quick release. He's got the arm, but the mental part of the game, the preparation and just the will to want to be great, man, that's what's hard to find. Yeah. You know, when it comes down to it, you know, my job is to coach him on, you know, those things, right? And to get him to understand, you know, when things aren't perfect, right? Whether it's up front, whether it's, hey, maybe it wasn't the right coverage that we were expecting, right? Hey, do we make a play worse or do we just, you know, move on, whether it's throwing the ball away, hey, running for 2 yards, checking the ball down and saying, hey, let's just live to play the next play, right? But, you know, I don't want to ever overcoach what he has also, because you don't want to have him thinking, you don't want him scared to make a mistake, because that's one of his superpowers is the confidence, is the aggressiveness, is the playmaking ability, right? So, you know, you want to coach it more through the football lens of it, right? On the iPad, like, hey, look, you got this coverage. This wasn't a great call, right? You got to bail me out sometimes, right? Like, that's football, right? Like, when we don't get the perfect look, hey, you got to check it down, or hey, let's just move on to the next play. We still got 2 or 3 downs, right? And the only way that he's going to get better at that is reps, right? Like, you know, me and my, you know, from what I've learned from my dad as an offense coordinator and as a quarterback and me playing and what we believe in is that, listen, when we're up a lot, man, like it's not time to just mail it out and go home. I believe in the third, fourth quarter of those games, like we got to get better. You know, like why not, you know, let him put the ball in his hands and because he needs experience, you know? I'd rather him make a mistake when we're up 28, right? Than make one in a big game, that could hurt us, right? And the only way he's going to learn from those is experience. And when, you know, like I said, when he is down there, you know, when to take care of the football and then when to take chances. And I believe in that because that's the only way you're going to grow.
Given the circumstances of this recruitment, yeah. Did that allow for just a closer relationship between
leave you guys when he walked in the door, or even now, maybe coaching him up, giving him tough love? Just the fact that you and Pitt were his only powerful
offense. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, we were the first people that really believed in him, you know, and not just believed in him, but, you know, we brought him here on during spring ball, that first, I think that first or second practice he came up, and it was awesome. You're talking about a kid love football. I mean, we sat in there and we watched film of the offense and film of who we want to be and kind of comparing us to other great offenses or, you know, NFL teams, stuff that we do, and just watching him sit in there and answer questions and want to talk football. I mean, we were in there for like freaking 5-6 hours just watching film and talking ball. And that's when I knew that he was the guy I wanted, you know. And obviously, you know, we took his commitment really early. I mean, for, you know, not a highly rated kid, right? A lot of people say wait and wait for some big, no, man, like he was the guy we wanted. And that's why we took his commitment so early. As soon as he wanted to commit, we were like, heck yeah, we want, you know, I want you. So that was a big part of it. And that's why also we didn't sign our guy in that class, right? Cause I really knew he was going to be special. Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just, you know, matching the intensity that they play with, you know. Coach Freeman and them do a great job on defense, and that's who they are. They're a lot like us. They're a defensive program, right? And they're going to play hard, fast, and physical. And that's what they believe in, and we have to match that, you know. And I think really in this little winning streak that we've had, I think the skill guys we've played a lot harder. You know, like not just running routes. I mean, obviously we're doing a great job running routes and catching the ball and getting open, but just doing little things right? Like lining up fast, communicating, blocking on the perimeter. I think that's why we had a couple big runs for Stanford. We blocked really well on the perimeter at receiver, which helps spring those backs, right? Just doing those little things because we have talent. We have guys that can win, but it's just playing hard, playing physical, and just, you know, playing harder for longer than they do. And that's what we got to do for four quarters. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's been great, you know, and the great thing is he's seen a lot. You know, we've played really 5 different teams. We've seen a lot of different coverages. You know, we've seen everything from man to 7 across to zone to 2 high zone, 1 high zones. We've seen a lot of stuff, and he's getting a lot of experience with all the games that he's played. And for us, man, you know, I think football's changed a lot to where, you know, defensive coordinators now are more schematic, you know. And what I mean by that is, like, you don't just line up in a formation and expect to get something like we used to when I played. It was like, hey, I line up in this formation, I know I'm getting too high. You know, like, football's now became where defense coordinators, just like the NFL, are attacking offenses and trying to confuse the quarterback, right, with different coverages and different stuff that you haven't seen on film prior to week. So for us, we believe in, you know, we know we're going to get something that we haven't seen. Right. And we got to be, you know, we got prepared to make changes. Right. Like, I think that's where we've been good this year is we've been able to make adjustments pretty fast, not waiting till the second half or waiting. We've been able to make protection adjustments and obviously what type of throws we want to run, quick game, drop back, play action. Right. We've been able to do that fast. And he's been really good at handling that stuff. Right. Understanding his protections when he's hot. Right. Like he's getting rid of the ball quick when he is getting blitzed. And obviously then he, you know, he can make plays when he has to.
How have you noticed the relationship between the skill players and Mason over these past few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, the relationship's great. You know, Mason was a kid that, you know, even when he wasn't the starter, he would stay at the practice and throw, right? Like, he was always trying to get better. So they've been throwing with him, you know. The great thing, he was here in spring. So, you know, they trust him, and they see the work that he puts in and how serious every rep is for him at practice. Like, he's one of those kids that's like he was pissed that he wasn't 90% yesterday in practice. He was like 89%. You know, it's like, well, hey, if you check the ball down right here, you'd have been 90, you know? So it's like, just, you know, they just see how competitive he is. And I think that's, you know, they believe in him. And I think that's a big thing about it.
Since Mason's been starting and getting more and more national attention, if you guys keep winning, there's always been some talk about getting coached by a larger program. Even you getting coached by a larger program, how do you guys kind of manage that, and not let it become a distraction?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes down to it, you know, this is all we're cared about is this year, right? We have a chance to do something special here these next 3 days. Let's be real. We're in a great situation. You know, things happen for a reason, and we're here together, and this team's together, and we're the way we started to where we are now. You know, this place can do something special, and we're excited for the rest of the season. And when it comes down to it, you know, we want to win. And when it comes down to it, I think we can win a championship here, and we have a chance to do that this year. And why not make the college football playoffs, right? Like that's got to be the mentality, right? Because we have an opportunity to do that these next 3 games. And I know our kids are excited for that. We've had this bye week, and they see the opportunity that we have, and that we talked about this last year of getting into the situation where we were last year, because we were 7-2 last year, right? But hey, we got to finish this year. And I know that's a big thing for us, and we're going to do that this year.
Knowing the national spotlight on
this
game, game day and ACC.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, growing up, you know, just being a college football fan and loving the game, you know, that's special. You know, it's been a while since it's been here, right? And that's gonna make this game fun. And I know we're excited for it. It's a normal football game, right? I mean, that doesn't change the fact that, hey, we go to work every day. You know, we're here to be the best every day, and we're gonna go out there and try to win. We're gonna be attacking. That's who we are. You know, we're gonna go be who we are, and try to put on a show, because, you know, and that's what it's about, and have fun doing it. So you know, it's a mentality.
Taking into account that Dez's health has fluctuated over the last several weeks, month plus, just what is your assessment of the run game of the just leading into this one?
Yeah, I mean, I think every week we've gotten better and better. You know, we had one of the highest rushing outputs versus Stanford, compared to the games that they had earlier, you know, versus some of the teams that they played. And so just seeing where we're going, I think Boozy obviously went to another level. You know, he missed, you know, you can kind of start seeing how comfortable he is running the ball, seeing his holes, reading his keys, and trusting the line, right? And I think that's because he just missed all of fall camp, you know. And then obviously getting Dez back, having that 1-2 punch is huge for us. And when it comes down to it, we want to be balanced, right? We've got to be able to throw it, you know, to win, but we also got to be able to run it when we have to, right? And dominate the line of scrimmage and stay balanced, because when we're balanced, you know, we can do anything we want to do on first and second down and stay good in down distance. It's hard to play football as an offense if you're in a lot of second, third longs, right? And we've showed that this year when we've stayed in good down distance, able to run the ball and throw the ball and stay balanced, that we've been a really good offense. So we just got to keep doing that and then finish drives.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.